everything in the Beis HaMikdash always had a pious. They always had a raffle regarding all the Avedis. Karban Tamid, Karbanis Musafim, whatever Avedis were done in the Beis HaMikdash, it was always a raffle. Now the Shaila is, what happens by a Karban Yachid? All the Avedis that are done with by a Karban Yachid also need to also have a raffle? So it's a machlokes Rashi in the Rambam. Rashi says, a person that brings a Karban Yachid, he has the right to choose any kain he wants. And if he chooses a kain, you're not making any raffle. But what if he's not choosing a kain? Just comes, he doesn't know anybody. Comes, he brings a carbon. So then Rashi says, you need a raffle. This is the Noida Budis Pshat in Rashi. So if he's not choosing anybody, you have to make a raffle even for a carbon yachid. The Rambam says that, no. That a carbon yachid, you always make a raffle. He did choose someone, he didn't choose someone, doesn't make a difference. It's a carbon like every other carbon in the base of Mikdash. And you always make a raffle. What do you see from this? What's the chiluk between Rashi and the Rambam? The basis of Rashi's shitta is the concept of a raffle by the Aveda is to prevent fighting. If it's a Karban Yachid, and there's a situation where there's no fight, because the owner chose somebody, and that's the kind that's going to do it, so there's no fight, so there's no raffle. The Rambam holds, no. The raffle in the Beis HaMikdash was not just to prevent fights. It's a standard that Chachamim created. This becomes like almost like a part of the Aveda. The introduction for every Aveda is choosing a Kayin, and the process of choosing a Kayin is a raffle, whether it's preventing fights, whether it's not, it doesn't make a difference. Even for a Karban Yachid, you still have to have a raffle. So according to the Rambam, Lasad Lavoi, the Pashtus, the raffle will remain. It's part of the process of the Aveda. Became almost like an introductory stage to the Aveda. And the Emes says, you look into the Rambam doesn't quote the Mishnah the way it says. The Mishnah tells us the history, but Ishayna, in the beginning, there was no raffle. Then there is a raffle. The Rambam doesn't quote the whole history. The Rambam just says they make a raffle in the morning for the Haramas Hadeshan and for Karban Yachid. You make a raffle. The Rambam doesn't mention any option of not having a raffle. It becomes part of the Aveid almost. So the Rebbe Nasiche, it's in Parshas Bamidba Tovshim Mem Tes. So the Rebbe explained that the union of a raffle is a hakdama for the Aveid. Because the Kainim are coming to do the Aveda of the Karbonis. And the whole meaning of the Karbonis is Nachas Ruach Lefanai Shamarti V'Nasar Tzayni, to do the Eibishter's Ratzon. So on one hand, you have an Inyan that every Kain should run to go and express his Chvivus for the Mitzvah, that he wants to do the Mitzvah. But on the other hand, Dafka Geirel expresses the Ratzon Hashem more than anything else. As we know what it says in Chassidus, what's the Inyan of a Geirel? The Inyan of a Geirel is, it's L'mayla Mitam V'Das, that it's something that it's Alpi what the Eibishter wants. You make the geidel, and whatever it comes out, minashamayim, that's what establishes who's the one that's supposed to be doing it. So since the whole union of a carbon is nachas ruach lefanei shamati v'nasar tzayni, and you have so many kainim, and everybody says ich geiton deratzen. Right? Sometimes you have to know how to put yourself aside, and the ratzen of Davish has to be done. But who says you have to be the one to do it? Maybe now it's someone else's chance to do Davish's ratzen. Right, so for that, you have to have a geidel. The geidel is the way to tell you how the Nasar Tzayni is going to take place. So the geidel is a very important chelik in the process of getting to the Nasar Tzayni of the carbon. So the geidel is not just a technicality to prevent fights. The geidel is a chelik of almost the beginning of the Amshach of the carbon, identifying Ratzon Hashem, and then you're able to be Mekayim, the Ratzon Hashem of bringing the carbon. So therefore, of course, it's going to be even Lasad Lavi, at least according to the Rambam.